And Kathy Dawes now, along with Lafine Health Center Director Jim Parker, and then also Dr. Kyle Gorl, and he is family practice and sports medicine doctor, of course. And busy time of year for you, Jim. I know the students are back.
Yeah, we're getting ready. It's usually the week of panic at the health center that, but we're doing a lot of prep work this week. A lot of our 9-month appointment staff are coming back. And today's their first day, so they're acclimating to maybe some different staff that have started over the summer. And, just everybody's getting back into the mode of how can we help students.
Well, Dr. Gore, a case where someone does have a problem.
That's absolutely right. A good majority of sudden cardiac death in athletics, there aren't warning signs. And so, they don't complain of chest pain. They don't complain of syncope. Sometimes they do, and those are the types of things that we're trying to find when we're doing these physicals, the subtle hints that there could be a bigger problem.
Now, is there a limit? I mean, I'm sure you get flooded with all these different folks wanting physicals this time of year. Is there a limit to how many you can deal with? Or, I mean, any suggestions that way for people out there?
Well, fortunately at Lafine, we're pretty accommodating in terms of trying to grant student access, whether it be a student athlete or otherwise. As our staffing has grown over the summer, our ability to take on more students has grown as well, and so it's a pretty exciting time at Lafine. There's really shouldn't be too much trouble with a student being able to get in and see one of us.
And Jim, I don't know if you want to echo that. It sounds like you have a tremendous relationship here going and working things out that way.
We do actually, Kathy. We've brought on some new staff that have maybe broadened our opportunities and made it a little bit more flexible. We want to emphasize that while we have relationships with the athletic department, we do see a number of those athletes. We also have relationships with the providers in town that, for the teams that don't use Lafine. But we try to be fair to everybody because they're all students. So access is probably the number one, other than, not doing anything that would cause anybody harm or missing something through negligence that would cause someone harm. We really want to provide access. We want to provide quality health care. And so there's a number of things we've done with that, but Dr. Gorl alone has brought a different complexion to the medical staff at Lafine. One of the things that he has an interest in and has done so in the past is he's interested in working maybe with KU Med, as well as we've developed in relationships with some campus folks as well, the academic side of things and research. So the dynamics of our med staff are changing for the better. The other component, though, is we can't forget what our primary call is just to take care of students, athlete, non-athlete, folks that spend a lot of time in the library and their necks are sore. Those types of things. So we want to make sure that we're just serving the students, but my job is to make sure that students have access to the health center. And then my other job is to make sure we've got quality providers. And I couldn't be prouder of the group of providers that we have now.
And you bring out a good point. You don't have to be a starter with football or basketball team to need help. I mean, everyone has different types of injuries. I don't know, maybe, Kyle, if you don't mind me, Dr.
Oral, please. No, Kyle's fine.
Some of the main things that you do see when you work with some of the different folks now, and I don't know if that's changed over time or what's the most prevalent that you see?
You know, we're seeing a growing number of what I would call overuse injuries, and those can happen for a variety of reasons. A lot of overuse injuries in the legs, for example, are a result of exercise. Maybe somebody who started CrossFit and they're starting to have Achilles problems, or they're a runner, and they started a new box jump exercise at the gym and they're having knee trouble. So we see a fair amount of that. Now, in the non-athletes, laborers, even just students who are sitting at the desk for too long, studying too much, we see upper body issues. So lots of neck problems, arm problems, wrist pain. And so as we become more active as a community, and exercise is, of course, an important part of college life and we do see a fair amount of people coming in with, that's kind of a newer terminology, but overuse, just and for a variety of reasons.
Any recommendations you make for these folks? And
absolutely. So muscles, tendons, where we generally see the overuse injuries occurs, they don't like quick change, okay? So anytime you're adopting a new exercise regimen or you're changing things up at your workplace in terms of ergonomics, these should be subtle changes, and they should be adapted slowly over time. You don't want to go from a couch potato to a marathon runner overnight. It's not going to end well for you.
Exactly. From a previous runner, too, I know I do have knee issues, and it's sometimes difficult to kind of tone yourself down and do what you were supposed to be doing. I'm sure you see that with a lot of the folks that you work with too.
Absolutely. I mean, there's so many people who are, the thing I love about this age group is their eagerness and they take on to new activities just very easily and with a lot of enthusiasm, and that's exciting and I appreciate that. But we also have to do it with some caution, and that's what I would counsel any patient that's wanting to start a new exercise regimen or something like that, although I appreciate your enthusiasm for that, we need to be smart about how we do it.
What do you recommend? Basically rest, when do you ever have to get
injuries
to the point where you need medication? How do you work through that?
Most of it, I really look at it, Kathy, exercise is medicine, okay? So fortunately, we have great therapists at Lafine. And so for so many of these folks who have overuse injuries, those folks, I like getting them in with Scott and Krista and Jeff in our rehab department to really get them going on a stretching and strengthening program so that they can be successful in their endeavors in the future and rehab and recover from the injuries they may have currently.
And, of course, maybe another message we want to get out is sometimes you'll have folks in denial. They don't want to face the fact that they're, having an injury. They keep pushing it. But there's nothing to be afraid of when they come into you. I can tell just by seeing you here, across the counter. I mean, you work through these things with the folks that come in.
This is a shared process. It's a shared decision making. It's a being able to meet the patient where they're at in terms of their issue and the complexities that are involved with that. And so we recognize that your neck hurts, but you have to study for this test. Okay, so how can we be smarter about how we do this so that you can maintain the study habits that you need to be successful while at the same time not avoiding pain and recovering from your injury. And so, there should be no fear at all. We want to be very accepting and to anybody who needs help, whatever that may be, whether it be sports-related or general health-related at Lafine.
Why don't we go ahead and take a break? It is now 9:30. We'll come back and talk some more with Jim Parker and Dr. Kyle Gorrell. And I know we want to get into some other matters that are going on at Lafine Health Center, too, while we have Jim here today, some accreditation matters and different things that they're doing in terms of staffing. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.
When catastrophe hits and your home or office is damaged, get 24/7 response from Restore of the Heartland, 776-9668, online at restoreoftheheartland.com.